Okay, and now we are back for lesson 5, and we're talking about the I Ching, which I love so much. I think you will love the I Ching too if you don't already. Such a beautiful tool for consulting. Like I said in the handout, it's when you're going through intense change and when you're really wanting to look deeply at the dynamics at work in the situation and how you can approach the situation for the greatest, in the most effective possible way. I Ching, it's like if you were a king and this was like your most trusted advisor. You know, that's who just like totally knows everything about everything. Like that's kind of the I Ching. It's like, I'm going to consult my most trusted advisor, that pulling out the big guns with the I Ching. At this point in my life, I use the I Ching least often, but again, it's like, if I'm like, you know what, I really need this right now, it's like, good old standby. But you might find, like, there have been times when I first started working with the I Ching, I worked with the I Ching every single night, and I found that it was a great way also of recalibrating, like, if you're really wanting to come into flow, into harmony and flow, really find, you just kind of feel like it's time for you to find your equilibrium and align your life with divine momentum. Using, consulting the I Ching frequently, maybe once a day, I wouldn't do more than once a day, that would be too much with the I Ching, I think. That can be a great, it's like you're talking to your advisor every day, you know, that can be a good thing to do also. So it's one of the most ancient of all known books. And that's pretty, that's pretty impressive, right? And it also, it draws upon the wisdom of nature. So I worked with the I Ching before I studied feng shui, but it has a lot of that elemental, the ways the elements present themselves in the physical world and in our lives, it draws upon. And what that means is it looks at the wisdom of nature and the alchemy of nature. And so like I said, it's like in the handout, it's like, it is like going to a natural setting and just seeing something different every time. It's like the same book, but every time you come to it, it's rearranging itself in order for you to receive the guidance that you need at any particular moment. It's also like that, that proverb, that you never get into the same river twice. It's definitely that book of changes, that flow of change through your life. It's fascinating. So, but it's not, I don't feel like it's like something you need to learn. I feel like it's just something you consult. And so you learn how to consult it, but you don't really need to learn it. I mean, unless you're like a ancient China scholar or something, or if you really want to. But to me, it feels more like its own entity, its own master, its own guru that I go and I consult. So here's how to consult it. First, I want you to choose 3 shiny pennies. Now, this doesn't actually have to be a penny. You can choose dimes. You can choose any other denomination. You can choose a foreign currency of coin, but as long as it's all the same coin from the same currency, choose 3 of those. I like to choose shiny pennies that feels right to me. That may or may not feel right to you. Then wash them in water and soap, and then dry them and place them in sunlight at least 5 minutes on each side, heads and tails, just to really soak in, clear, bless the coins. And then again, hold them in both hands, set the intention to receive clear guidance through the I Ching from the coins. Then I want you to do your first reading. So this is your second assignment. And again, center, this is pretty much universal. Take the moment, center, ground, breathe, just kind of clear your mind, relax your body, settle in, call on the divine in a way that feels powerful for you. You know, for all of these, you can do that, what I talk about a lot, that pillar of light, where you tap into the core of the earth and you bring that up like from roots, and you tap into the cosmos and you bring that down like through your crown chakra, like from branches, so that you're merging earth light and cosmic light in your being, and you can shield yourself in light. Those are kinds of stand by things I like to do, and I'm calling on the divine and centering myself, but I'm sure you have your own powerful ways of doing that. So you call on the divine, you phrase your question, and write it down. And I still write them down for the I Ching. It just feels really right to me to tune it, really dial it in specifically. And with the I Ching, it's often, thank you for giving me guidance on this. Thank you for showing me how I can best approach. That is one that comes up, that phrase, for me with the I Ching a lot. Thanks for showing me how I can best approach such and such. Or thank you for showing me the most effective and harmonious way to deal with such and such. Write that down. And then also write down numbers 1 through 6 in a column, but start on the bottom with 1 and then move up to 2, 3, 4, 5, and 6. Then you're going to take your coins, you're going to hold your question in your mind and energy, and you're going to roll the 3 coins, shake the 3 coins and throw them. And you're going to do this 6 times, but for each time you're going to throw them, if it's heads, you're going to count 3 for each heads. If it's tails, you're going to count 2. You're going to add that up for each of the 6 rolls. Okay, so let's say you get 2 heads and 1 tails. So then it's going to be 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Then you write the 8 by the 1. But no, you don't. You don't write the 8. you write a broken line. So you'll see the key. The 8 is a broken line, which you will write next to the 1, okay? Then you'll move on, you'll roll again. If you get a 9, you write a straight line. If you get a 6, you write a broken line with an X. If you get a 9, you write a straight line with a circle. Okay, so what that is when it's a 9 or a 6, that means you get all heads or all tails. That's what you call a changing line. So in this hexagram, that's what it's called. The 6 lines is a hexagram made with two trigrams, which are each the 3 lines. In each hexagram, when you get a changing line, it's like you can think of that as a line that is unstable, but not in a negative way, just in a way that it's changing. It's not one or the other. It's one moving into the other. So you don't need to really know what that means quite yet. But so you write down your lines. And then you ignore the circles and the X's. You just look at if it's a straight line or a broken line. And you go to the key in your book. And you'll see it's a chart where it has the trigram, the top trigram and the bottom trigram. You'll find those. And then you'll find the hexagram. And you'll see a number. So you'll know where to find that hexagram in the book. So you'll find that hexagram in the book and you'll read it. You'll see how this affects, how this applies to your question, and very likely you're going to really understand. Like, it's going to feel pretty clear. If you've taken the time to find an I Ching that resonates with you, you might be pretty astounded by how clear the guidance is and how positive it is, how helpful. Okay, so then you read this. And you jot down any clear messages you receive. You might actually jot down actual phrases or just messages that you're getting, like how, what you understand it, how it applies to your situation. Then when you get to the part that says the changing lines, you'll only read the changing lines that have the X or the circle. So only the changing lines. If you had, like, let's say your line number 3 was you got an 8, so it was an unbroken line with no X in the middle. You don't read the number 3 changing line. You only read the changing lines where you wrote an X or an O. So that's going to have added dimension to your answer. But if you don't have changing lines, that's fine too. It just means it's just a kind of a more straightforward answer. But so you read your changing lines and then you receive whatever guidance that may add. And then you switch the changing lines to the opposite, but you don't think about the X's or the O's. So if you had a changing line that was a broken line with an X, you just change it to an unbroken line and vice versa. Once you do that, you look at your new hexagram, you go to the chart, you find where that hexagram is, and then you turn to that and then you read that guidance. So what that's gonna be is further explanation of how to best approach the situation. it's also going to kind of show, it's like the first one is more of the present moment. The second one is more of what it's shifting into or what it could shift into. It's like how it's changing, which may be part of why it's called the Book of Changes, but it always applies to changes, even if you don't get changing lines. So then you read this one in the same way, receiving whatever guidance makes sense to you for that. I find that the first hexagram generally is the one that's really like, whoa. And then the second one is like, oh yeah, I can see why it would be going in this direction. But it's like the first one kind of feels more sort of applicable. Okay, I mean, they're both applicable, but it feels more significant, I would say. All right, so now, okay, so that's how you do a reading. So do your reading, and that's your assignment, and if you want to do more than one, do more than one, as long as you don't maybe do more than one in a day. And I hope you have fun with it, and again, let me know in the forums if you have any questions or any cool experiences or the Facebook page. I'd love to hear about them. Okay, so thanks for watching, and we will see you back here for the final lesson, the conclusion, putting it all together.